राधा माधव कुल बिहारी जल बल्लाबर धारी गोपी जल बल्लाबर धारी यशोदानंदना ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बन चारी राधा माधव कुल बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय कृष्ण कृष्ण जय कृष्ण कृष्ण जय कृष्ण कृष्ण जय कृष्ण कृष्ण जय जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा उनका गौर हरि गो हरि गो हरि गो हरि गो सचिनंदन गौरारी जय सचिनंदन गौरारी बिहारी गौरारी नदिया बिहारी गौरारी युग अवतारे गौरहरी युग अवतारे गौरहरी युत गौर हरिबो 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय गुरुदेव 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 परमहंस प्रजुकाचार्य तथा श्री भगवान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की श्री श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की श्री श्री कामता की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महान की सामवेद वक्रंद की बोल प्रवानंदे आल गोचर संबल विराल गोचर सुराल गोचर श्री गुरु एवं श्री महाराज ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो फोर चैप्टर 28 टेक्स्ट 48 उत्तिष्ठो तिष्ठ राजर्षे मेखलाम दस्युभ्य छत्रबंधुभ्यो बिभ्यतिं पातु नरहसि उत्तिष्ठोत्तिष्ठ राजर्षे इमामो दधि मेखलाम दस्युभ्य छत्रबंधुभ्यो बिभ्यतिं पातु नरहसि उत्तिष्ठोत्तिष्ठ राजर्षे इमामो दधि मेखलाम दस्युभ्य छत्रबंधुभ्यो बिभ्यतिं पातु नरहसि word meaning uttishtha. Please get up. Uttishtha. Please get up. Raj Rishi. O Assembly King. Imam. This earth. Udadhi. By the ocean. Mekhalam. Surrounded. Das Subhyat. From the rogues. Shatrabandhubhya. From the unclean kings. Bibhati. Very much afraid. Patum. To protect. Arhasi. You ought. Translation proposed by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. O best of king, please get up, get up. Just see this world surrounded by water and infested with rogues, so called kings. This world is very much affected, and it is your duty to protect her. Whenever an acharya comes following the superior orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representative, he establishes the principles of religion as enunciated in Bhagavad Gita. Religion means abiding by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Religious principles begin from the time one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the acharya's duty to spread bona fide religious system and induce everyone to bow down before the Supreme Lord. One excuses the religious principles by rendering devotional service, specifically 9 items like hearing, chanting and remembering. Unfortunately, when the acharyas disappear, rogues and non-devotees take advantage and immediately begin to introduce unauthorized principles in the name of so-called swamis, yogis, philanthropists, welfare workers and so on. Actually, human life is meant for executing the orders of the Supreme Lord, and this is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji imam namaskuru mamai vesyasi yuktatva taivam atmanam matpara yunaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me and become my devotee. Offer me senses and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. The main business of human society is to think of Supreme Personality of Godhead at all time, to become his devotee, to worship the Supreme Lord and to bow down before him. Acharyas, the authorized representative of the Supreme Lord, establishes these principles. But when he disappears, things once again becomes distorted. The perfect disciple of the Acharya tries to relieve the situation by sincerely following the instructions of the spiritual master. At the present moment, practically the entire world is afraid of rogues and non-devotees. Therefore, this Krishna conscious movement is started to save the world from irreligious principles. Everyone should cooperate with this movement in order to bring about actual peace and happiness in the world. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakya Chakshur Ulmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manabhrishtam Sthaputam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Binda Baneswari Vrishabhamushite Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vansha Kalpataru Bhasha Kripa Sindhubhyamevacha Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishavebhyo Namo Namah. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే నమామిష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణతిష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాద్దేశతారిణే ఓ బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్స్ ప్లీజ్ గెట్అప్ జస్ట్ సీ దిస్ వర్డ్ సరౌండెడ్ బై water and infested with rogues and so-called king. This world is a very much affair and it is your duty to protect her. So we just sang purport. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about passing away of Acharya. Actually, when Srila Prabhupada started preaching, his Acharya was there. Just I take you back to the Jhansi preaching. When Prabhupada started preaching in Jhansi, he met one Acharya Prabhakar. His name was Prabhakar Mishra. He is his first disciple, in one sense, because Prabhupada wanted to make somebody to follow the instruction. So Prabhupada was ordered by his spiritual master instantaneously. He just went to see him, and while he is getting up, he was ordered, go, preach in English speaking world, Krishna consciousness. Right? No introduction, no talk. Direct order. Really amazing. And this order he kept in his heart till last breath, always thinking. Even when he got this American disciple, he said, my Guru Maharaj has incarnated himself, he expanded himself to execute his desire, to help me, to help him. So he was very desirous to serve his Guru Maharaj. And then he was a householder. He moved from Calcutta to Allahabad. He had one pharmaceutical shop, and that is the Day's Clinic Pharmacy, Day Pharmacy. His name was Abhacharan Day. And even the first Prime Minister of India, Nehru, used to come there and take, because his palm balm, he had a turpentine palm balm which clears your pain. It was very famous. So Prabhupada used to go to different places to sell, because he was a producer, also he was sales executive, everything. One man industry, he was doing everything. So he used to go to Jhansi. Jhansi is like 8 hours or maybe 10 hours away. It is the middle of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. So he used to go to Jhansi. And in Jhansi he stayed in somebody's house. Then he asked that if somebody can help him for preaching. So I'm talking about that man because he's still alive. His name is Acharya Prabhakar. He's 82 years old. He has taken now the post of Shankaracharya. He still follows, but not exactly what Prabhupada is saying. But he has his own mind. He's still continuing the League of Devotee, that original organization of Prabhupada. And he himself took Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati took sannyas from his Guru Maharaj. So he took himself this Shankaracharya Upadhi. He had already made so many Mahamandali. He is a very funny type of person. But I have good relation with him because I always think that he stayed with Prabhupada for 4 years, constantly. So he was talking about the first meeting with Prabhupada. You see, when people interview, very little is written. If you read the Leelamrita, But fortunately I had so much association with those people who were very close to Prabhupada those days. like Sumati Morarji, Mr. P. L. Sethi, Mr. Ramkrishna Bajaj. So whoever is mentioned in those bill, that book, especially in India, in Bombay and Delhi, I met at least 80% of them. So, you know, when you talk about Prabhupada, you feel really very good insight from them. So I was very curious to know how he met Prabhupada first. So he was saying that he was taking bath. So you can remember 40 years, 50 years back, people were taking water from the well. So he was also doing the same thing. He took out water from the well in front of his door, and he was just taking bath. He has soap in his body, so his face was covered. And Prabhupada asked somebody that somebody can help me in preaching Krishna consciousness. So, because he was going for his sale, for his product, but he had two products. One was Krishna consciousness, one was this medicine. To run his family, this this pharmaceutical business, and to run his guru's order, was to give Krishna consciousness to the people. And he has a saligram, you know, just like this thala. He also used to carry, Prabhupada used to carry saligram, because wherever he gets something to eat, he has to offer. So he will just have like that. So he said, somebody told him that Acharya Prabhakar, he was, there is Ayurveda Medical College, Ayurveda, very famous in Jhansi. So he was just a young professor there, teaching Ayurveda to the student. So he has like quite big house and all the facilities. So Prabhupada came to his home to meet him. But when he came, he was covered with the soap, he was taking bath, and his bucket was empty. There was no water. So Prabhupada immediately put this bucket in the well and just put it and brought water for him. So he was thinking to just get up and take water, you know, from, pull the water like that, right? Or clean his face and at least pull water. But as soon as he touched his bucket, it was full of water. So he was surprised. So immediately he just put water on his face. Then he see, oh, he immediately, does namaskar for Prabhupada. So once he gets cleaned up, he said that, what can I do for you? Prabhupada immediately tells him, your name is Prabhakar Mishra. He was also Acharya. He did Acharya degree. But he was just writing Prabhakar Mishra. And in the bracket, Acharya. Like, because that was his degree. But Prabhupada is saying, from today you will be known as Acharya Prabhakar. And you should abstain from four regular two. You should follow this four regular principle, abstain from. You are already Brahmin, so most of the things you are doing only you are taking tea. So why don't you stop tea? He's just ordering him right away without any discussion, without anything. So, but because he has already done a very special service, pulling out water, so he was very impressed. He said, I never saw, but he is an early man. Prabhupada would be like 20 years elder to him. So he was shocked. He says, okay. So, Guruji, no problem. So he said like that. But really speaking, he didn't understand that he is going to be his guru, or he was accepting him as guru. I'm trying to understand the difference. Because in India, if you go and talk, many people say, "Are guru, kya hal hai?" It doesn't mean that you are guru. Spiritual master, right? You know that. So he was thinking like that. He didn't know that Prabhupada is so serious and giving him diksha to lead the world. But that was not the case. So he invited him immediately, because that time he was not married. He said, "Hey, I have a good house. Why don't you live here?" I'm like, "Okay, all right, I live here." Prabhupada had not taken sannyas by that time. It is 55, or maybe 55, 56 maybe. So he said, "Okay, I stay here, no problem." So Prabhupada became his cook. And he was young man, he thought very good. Unless I got a good helper, this gentleman is cooking for me. And Prabhupada was expert cook. So he has no, he is not going anywhere, right? He will just cook morning breakfast, and then he will, Prabhakar will just take food and just go to his college and come back in the evening like 5 o'clock. Then by the time there is something ready for him. And in the night they will talk and something ready. Every Saturday, Sunday, Prabhupada will make a plan, let us go to this village. They will go by bus and get down in some village. Nadu Harinam. So Acharya Prabhakar was saying that he feel a little odd because he was professor of a big institute and he has to just chant on the street. It looks a little, you know, odd for him. But he said that this man was so fixed in doing this job, so he will also say, okay, Hare Krishna, then they will chant Hare Krishna. So, I just wanted to make this point that Prabhupada, in order to execute his Guru's order, he has taken so much of trouble. You all are aware about the body, how he came, how the Western devotees, they were not uncultured completely, how much trouble they gave to him. But he was not thinking of inconvenience. He was always thinking that when he will become devotee, how he will become Krishna conscious, that was his only one way agenda. He never thinking right side, left side, straight, just become Krishna conscious. So in this purport, Prabhupada is writing, when Acharya, here the king is dying, but in purport he is transmitting the direction of this universe, of the Bhagavat lovers. This king, they are fake kings in this material world. There is no king at all. Because now the modern society is dedicated and it is governed by democracy. So if you read curiously about Prabhupada's desire for the ruling of governance of the society, he was not in favor of democracy. He used to say that democracy means demon crazy. So this is demon crazy, correct? But I'm just saying that I'm just sad to read that he is transferring, that guy is died, king has died, but he is not talking about king at all in his purport. What he is talking about? When Acharya goes away from the society, the rogues, and so his agenda through this Bhagavat, we must understand what is the meaning of this Bhagavat. Why? See, sometimes when we are young, if you go to the villages, every Purnamasi there is a Satyanarayan Vrat Katha. And if you hear about Satyanarayan Vrat Katha, you will not understand that, oh, there was no Katha at all about Satyanarayan. There was some story about some sadhu and some trader. He went somewhere for the business and he told lies that no, in this is no gold, this is not. So he told lies and he was not able to take honesty. So he was cursed. His whole gold and everything became into a leaf. But his daughter, Kalavati Kanya, because she went somewhere and there was Satyanarayan Vrat Katha and she took prasad. Because of her taking prasad, he again became rich. So there is a mahima of prasad and there is a mahima of this katha. So my point is that the Bhagavatam is two forms. One is a book Bhagavat and another one is person Bhagavat. So we are addicted to person Bhagavat, Srila Prabhupada. Actually, without Prabhupada, nobody would have even understood what is Bhagavat Purana. Because there are so many Kathankars in India. They are charming money like anything. They have made this gold mine. They put Bhagavat Sapta and make a pandal for 5 lakhs rupees, 10 lakhs, 40 lakhs, big pandal. You know, and then they just churn money. And they have nothing to do with Krishna, nothing whatsoever. And in our class, Bhagavatam, which is the real Bhagavat, which is the real lecture, which is directly coming from Srila Prabhupada, you see hardly people sitting, and even if some people are sitting, they are just sleeping. You know? Because we have not penetrated that what real Bhagavat means. Real Bhagavat means that we live like a Bhagavat. We become Acharya. Because this is the moment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Agya Guru Hoye Tare Taru Desh. He is empowering every living entity that you become Guru. Just become Guru and then protect the humanity. So Srila Prabhupada also empowered. You see, there is two special souls are known for Mayapur, Jayaprataka Maharaj and Bhavananda. So Bhavananda Swami, he was Swami before. So they were sitting, standing actually, side by side in front of the deities, Radha Madhava. And Prabhupada was sitting on the chair and just having darshan. When he became old, he cannot stand. So he used to sit for this Govindam Adi Purusham, and then they will just move forward to him. So when this song was going on, so Prabhupada mentioned to Bhavanand and this Japataka, he was to them. He said, you know, you guys should initiate 10,000 disciples. And then he was looking at the deity and he said, oh, do you know, I am an old man. I have already initiated 10,000. You guys should initiate 50,000 each. You have long life and good health. So you should do like that. So unfortunately there are some people who misunderstand Prabhupada's instruction. They will just go forward, ritvik, this and that. They don't understand. They don't understand what is the Acharya's desire. You know who is the first class devotee? Who understands the mind of his guru. Prabhupada's mind is that he wants to make everybody Krishna conscious. At any point of time. By hook or crook, make a person devotee. That's it. That is the only business to the true follower of Srila Prabhupada. So Bhagavatam means that Prabhupada wants to inject Krishna consciousness in every living entity. That we must understand that we go, see this our parampara is the only parampara where we got these three important subjects for which the human birth is made. One is that we establish the Sambandha Gyan. That what is our relationship with Krishna. Nobody else teaches that. No religion has made understand people. Christianity or Judaism. They don't understand the very high philosophy. That we establish relationship. And it is not only one-way relationship. Of course, in Gaudiya Vaishnava, we are fond of becoming gopi. And in the mood of separation, worship Krishna. But that is a very high state. But nevertheless, the Acharya has established that there are five rasas of relationship. One can become in the mood of santa rasa, that you have very awe and reverence, you worship deities like Supreme Person, and you are giving all respect to him. Above the santa is dasya, servitude, just like Hanuman. You see, Hanuman was worshipping Lord Ram. No overtime, 24 hours. You see his mudra, how he sits? He's just sitting. Alert, 24 hours. Just he says something, he's ready to fly and do the service. No, this is my rest time. No, you cannot. You can do anything and everything, but you know, from 1 to 4, I don't talk to people, you know. Please. I will talk to temple president, doesn't matter. Temple commander, please go away. But Hanuman doesn't do this business. He is always ready, dasya. So to become servant, sabte sevak dharam kathora. Very, very difficult job for to become a servant. Above that is a sakhyaras, that you become friend of Krishna. You see, these friends are so powerful that when they win the game, then they make Krishna that you become now buffalo. Or you become cow, they will sit in the back. You become horse, they will sit on the back and just clear the amount that he has lost the game. And if you say, no, then say, okay, tomorrow doesn't matter, you are son of the Maharaj, you cannot come and play. They are so strict. So that is dasaras. It is really virtual reality. You see that friendship of Brajavasis. And above that is this Vatsalya Ras, that we become the very, very attached, like Mother Yashoda, always thinking which cow's milk will suit him, how he will become healthy, how his hairs will grow, which cow's milk. She always meditating about what to feed Krishna. Very, very difficult job. And then over and above all these rasas is this mood of Radharani. And especially when she doesn't see Krishna, when Krishna is in Dwarka, when he goes to Mathura, when he is not, when they are not together, in the realm where he feels separation, and she is crying, and that is the mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. You know why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? Because Chaitanya, if you read Chaitanya Mangal, Lochan Das Thakur writes that the first darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu was given to Rukmini Devi. You know that? Don't know. So one time, because all the time this Dwarka Vasi, they think Dwarka this is very happy, but the queens were very much aware that they understood that Krishna is not happy in Dwarka, because he never sleeps. Whenever they get up in the night, he's always looking at something, you know, thinking something. So they will say, what happened? You don't feel comfortable here? We are giving you all good services. So Rukmini was very much careful. She knew that Krishna is not happy in Dwarka. So one day she was just praying, my dear Dwarka, please open your heart. Who is this Radharani? How much she is so powerful? Why she is attracting you from such a long distance? She is in Braj Mandal and you are right here in Dwarka, sleeping with me, but always meditating. What type of love she has? Can we see that, you know, can you explain me, or can you let me feel, even for a moment, that what type of love Srimati Radhika had? Same time, because this was the end of Dwapar age, so Narada was very concerned. So Narada was also traveling to Dwarka, and he came, he says, oh my dear Lord, because Narada is special, he can go anywhere. He said, Nana, please wait. Now Lord is sitting with Rukmini. He can just go. Wherever Lord is sitting, Narada is allowed to go. He just plays Srimad Narayana, Narayana, Hari Hari. He knows where his Lord is sitting, he will just go. So he just came there and he says, my dear Dwarkadis, I am really disturbed. I know you are going to wind up your Leela. What will happen to this Kali Yuga people? They will be completely finished. Kali will just finish them off. What will be for this humanity? So he said, oh, same concern she has, but she is asking different question in different mood. You are asking the who will protect. So I'm just going to see. Immediately he became Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Dwarka. Very big Gauranga. Golden color. So as soon as he cannot bear, Narada immediately became unconscious. So he couldn't see what is the form. So only form could see Paja Rukmini. She used to watch, oh my God, such a beautiful Gauranga form, so sweet. And then she can visualize, oh, this is Radha. The Radha who always crying for Krishna. Always, always. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So that is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the same Krishna, is taken to joint venture. You know, Radha and Krishna, together he takes the form of Gauranga. He has taken the color of Radharani and the personality of Krishna and the heart of Radharani also. So he is just crying, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Though he is Krishna, whenever somebody says, Krishna, you are Krishna, immediately he will just push his fingers in his ears. No, no, I am not. Who told you? You are mad? I am not Krishna. I am not even servant of Krishna. I am not worth of anything. Right? So we must understand that this movement is established in a very high platform of spiritual realm. Not ordinary man. That's why in Bhagavatam there is a prophecy. The Krishna Marana, Trisha Krishna, Sango, Pangai, Stuparsada, Yagyai Sankirtanai Prayai, Yandi Yasumedasa, Sumedasa. The most intelligent people will participate. So one thing established just by sitting here in this boundary wall and this hall, it is established that you are most intelligent guy. Because Bhagavatam says so, that in Sankirtan movement, only people who are very, very intelligent, very fortunate. Because in the age of Kali, we are very, very upadritaha. Mandas mandamutayo mandarhagya upadritaha. Our misfortune. Surrounded by so many anomalies, but by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, he has created good fortune for us, for everybody, for whole humanity. Right? One reporter asked Prabhupada in New York, Swamiji, how many disciples you have? He said, everybody is my disciple, you are also my disciple. Some people recognize, some people don't. But doesn't matter, everybody is my disciple. He also said, how many temples you have? He said, I have hundreds of temples. Where are they? The time is separating. They will come, they are coming one by one. So that type of acharya, who knows everything. Past, present, he is Trikalagya. Past, present and future. Who knows everything? Who knew everything? Who created this society? Who inducted Krishna conscious young students that they will just take? So, in this purport, he is specifically mentioning that when the acharya goes away, how careful the followers has to be. Because that is the time a lot of rogues, will enter inside his car, rogues will enter anywhere, everywhere. Right? They will try to sabotage the system, disturb the establishment, whatever Prabhupada has made. So we have to be very conscious. And we should follow in verbatim. There is no concoction. There is no mixture. Thoda thoda. Aisa nahi. Everything pakka, first class, 100%. So we are very fortunate that we are reading Bhagavatam every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So people, they hear Bhagavatam for 7 days. They are doing what? Hathi Snan. You know? Elephant goes to water and puts water and cleans up. As soon as he comes outside, and then again puts all the dirt and covers up. So that is the same thing. Because the people who are hearing Bhagavatam, those type of kathankars whose aim is only to get money, nothing to do with any spiritual achievements. So they are like serpent. They are touching the milk, and that is also the Bhagavatam getting poisoned by their, because otherwise, you know, in India there are so many channels, Sanskar, Astha, Veda, so many channels. Just go in the channels, you see Vedic channels, so many. And what they talk, they are all this nakali wala, this ulta, they are always teaching nonsense. Actually, better are those people who are completely ignorant. Because ignorant, you teach something, they will understand. Oh, it makes sense. You guys are doing good. No, they will take it seriously. But people who know, I know all the shlokas, I know Durga Sapsati, I know this and that, Vishnu Sahasranam, and I go to this yatra, I know all the sadhus, Mahamandaleshwar, Shankaracharya, Babaji Maharaj, you know, so many things they know. Very difficult for them to understand. And very difficult for you to give book to them. They will say, oh, no. Kya isme? Ye bachcha book hai, Baba. Aisa bolega, nothing. You have to go deep, high, to understand. this thing is, you see, you must understand why we are the greatest. Let me make you understand one point. In the dictionary, that is called Nirukti Shastra. In every word there is a meaning. So for devotion, the meaning of devotion is bhakti. But only Acharya Prabhupada is saying no bhakti. It is devotional service. It makes big difference. Because everybody can do bhakti. But devotional service, only the devotees can do. And Prabhupada established this movement to do devotional service. And that's why it is rare. It is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu don't want it to become just a dry bhakta. Just sit and say, Mannarayana. You just stand and sit one place. No! He is making you serve. Serve the devotees. Feed the devotees. Do some seva for people. That will give you nectar more and more. You know, when you congressively chant, then other people think, oh, you are chanting, smiling, so good. Then they also jump. We are doing this Rath Yatra and Niva. So many mad people come inside. They also jump up and down. They enjoy the ecstasy. They like it. So we have to do like that. Because sometimes you feel nothing inside your halo. You are thinking, oh, I am so distressed. What is this Hare Krishna? Nothing coming out. I don't feel anything. But when you are surrounded by other people, when you chant with others, then you say, no, he is genuine guy, he is chanting very nicely, he is smiling very good. So by reflection of others, you get verified. That's why this is congregational chanting. So we should preserve, because Prabhupada says that satatam this manmana bhav mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Krishna is asking, you know, you always remember me. Why you are disturbed? Because we are remembering something different all the time. We are sitting right here in the class, our mind is taking, pulling here and there, left and right. We are thinking something different. It has dual performance. Sitting in place, watching something different, thinking something different. So you are caught. So that is why the chanting is needed. Samanam is saying about this Navada Bhakti. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Samanam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Mandanam Dasam, Sakyam Atman Vedanam. Like Ambarish Maharaj, you just surrender everything. Like our Ambarish Prabhu, you know how much he is surrendered, Ambarish Prabhu? You see that picture of Mayapur temple? He has already spent $20 million, 100 crore rupees is already gone. The temple is being built, beautiful temple. You must go to Mayapur, see how wonderful temple. Vedic planetarium is coming up. You have seen? No. You have seen? See, your partner has seen. How you have not seen? Must go this time. Very wonderful temple. So we have to dedicate ourselves. You know? We have to dedicate our whatever we have. Buddhi, mansa, vacha, karmana. Our mind, our intelligence and our action. Whatever we can, we must do something for Radha Madhav, for the project of Srila Prabhupada's dream project. He wanted that Chaturvarnam Maya system, Guna Karma Vibha. He wanted Varnasram system should be showcased in Mayapur. 50,000 people, householder and brahmacharis and banprasthis, sannyasis, brahmana, kshatriya, vaisudra, all four ashram and four varna should stay there. And they show in the whole world that how this society can be organized and governed without any difficulty. That is the model he wanted to do that. And that was the reason that Jaya Murari, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. So that was the reason that Prabhupada, I think you, some of you must be knowing, he actually formed a party, political party. You see, in dollar, what is the reason in the dollar? In God we trust. So Prabhupada named a party, God we trust party. He floated here in America. And Balwanta, so many people, Sesa Das, so many people became Rupa Nook, they were just working for the party. But what they are doing, they are eating all the BBT money. Running around here. So Prabhupada saw, no, these guys are not good candidates. So he disbanded. He said, no. You don't do this. But he really wanted. He actually wanted that, because this Raja Vidya, Raja Goyam, Pavitta Nidhubuktamam, this knowledge is king of knowledge. The people who mean something in the society, who are the leader of the society, Bill Clinton, Obama, they must learn Bhagavad Gita. Must understand. So we have to do some magic, attract them. Now this is the election time. So you campaign for the coming candidates. Okay, establish this Bhagavad Gita in every course. We are there with you. So some of them, yeah, because this American society is very open. They are very open-minded. They are ready to understand anything and everything. You see, at least in India, if you talk about Bhagavad Gita, hey Baba, dharam ka baat mat karo, dharam nirpeksh rajya. They will better, they will talk something about Quran and Muslim. But if you talk about Bhagavad Gita and tell them, let us chant one sloka in parliament, then they will immediately say, oh, no. But if you go to Indian parliament, you have not gone, I have gone inside. I have seen, there is a first entry point, there is a sloka written. I am nija paro vetti, garana lagu chetasam, udar charitanam tu vasudhaiva kutumbukam. Because the seers, the people who are freedom fighters, they had a very great desire that one day we will be ruling and this British Empire will go away. And that day, what will be? Because this is Hindustan. The Hindu culture, the society will be established. But somehow or other, there were so many political gimmicks and people inside. And the British has also wanted to divide India before they go away. So first they declare on 14th August 47, they declared Pakistan first freedom. And 15th they declared India. So they divided this country and they created such a big gulf between Hindus and Muslims that they are now permanent enemy, all the time meditating how to get where to kill, finish them off. All the time they are thinking, nonsense, garbage. So, but at least this place is safe in this respect, and people are very open-minded. I have met many times so many big people also. I have some friends, senators also, I met them. And I see that they have really, you see so many times, even for the doctors, the Indian doctors were very much discriminated when they came here. But there were so many members of parliament, mentarian here, some congressmen in the Senate, here in the parliament, they raised this objection. And they were working and fighting for that. So I think this country is open-minded. If you convince even one man who works something, and then the course of action will change. So please be conscious all the time, every time. Ever you get any chance to just give the Bhagavad Gita, try to preach some Krishna consciousness, don't hesitate. Don't fall short of it, you know. Just do it, write it. So I'm actually very happy. See, I come, sometimes people think, why should I come to America? Many people ask me also. And I come for a very short time, you know. It's just for 2 weeks. I go for 1 day or 2 day or 3 day. But I really feel very rejuvenated when I come to America, when I see the people, and then I see Prabhupada, how he preached, how he created this state of affairs here, and the devotees like Nityananda Prabhu who sacrificing, coming up. Now some Western devotees you can see here. Before there were no Western devotees coming. Like 4-5 years back, it was all some, you know, simple Indians coming, giving donation, going back. They're not serious about Krishna God. Now, Youth Forum, even in our Delhi temple, is taking very serious step. You must be reading his quote. Our Delhi temple is doing very good. We have the biggest congregation right now. Because Delhi is a very big city. 130 crore people live there. 13 million people live there. So, we have built 6 temples by now. But Prabhupada actually wanted 11 temples in Delhi. So, we have just got 2 more land allotted. One in Dwarka near airport. Another one is in the western Delhi, Rohini. From the government we have got allotted. So, we are trying to increase day by day. But American preaching is also very important because Prabhupada wanted this clubbing, white and black elephant together. If they work together, the whole world will change. So, Nityananda Prabhu, I'm really very, very enthused when I come and meet and you and see the way you are taking care of people. It is really great. And some of the American devotees, neither they want to preach, nor they want to let others preach. They have this motto in their brain. And lot of the temples are also stuck. They are on a standstill. You just go 10 years back, 5 years back, 2 years back, go today. 3 devotees means 3 devotees. No increase, no decrease. They are just standing. Offering, and then some ladies will be offering some prasadam or, you know, the DT worship. I don't know if all the DT worship all the time is happening or not. But what can they do? But I am saying that there is a very great opportunity, especially young man like you who came in from India, right, to make money. If you preach Krishna consciousness, your life will be successful. You know, this is big money. People think there was one MBA, he was professor. He said that your Swami is the biggest businessman. And that is true. Prabhupada was the biggest businessman. What is the business? A real business is to make people Krishna conscious. And so Prabhupada did it. He printed beautiful books, nice color, nice painting, everything first class. And people like it. They say, okay. Oh, they don't like it, but this book looks very good. Let me keep. So they just keep it. For the sake of keeping. You know, there is one devotee in London. He was a butcher. And he was going to airport. And one devotee stepped in the airport. He said, please take Krishna book. You see Krishna, how nice Krishna and Radharani standing, holding the flute. So, he said, no, please don't disturb. This is early morning, don't disturb. Please go away. He said, sir, I'm not disturbing, I'm giving the best gift. gift for your life. Just take it. This is gift. Early morning, morning gift for you. Take it. So then he was stuck. He said, okay. So he took it. Then he thought, because he was butcher, see, when you are a sinner, then you always thinking I'm doing something wrong. So he is always repenting that he is doing something wrong. So he says, maybe I should give something. He just pull out 10-pound note and just give him. He said, please take. Oh, thank you for your donation. He said, what is this donation? I'm giving prize for you. He said, this book has no prize. This is donation. I will reprint it more and more. So then he was just going to drop this book in the dustbin. But this guy was watching. He was just going, the devotee was just going along with him. So he saw that before he was putting the dustbin, he saw that his man is standing. So okay, I'm just taking it. So he carried that book, and when he came back home after 2-3 days, so he fought with his wife. But he kept this book in the cell. So his wife came and she started running the page, just watching this book. Then he says, no, no, I want to read it. He said, no. They fought very badly. So he said, no, I want to read this book. She said, no, I want to read it. I came before you. He said, but I purchased, I bought this book. He said, no, I have to read. He said, okay, then I read, you listen. So they started reading together. And they're reading, and they try to hear about Krishna's pastime. My God, they transform. Immediately they see there is the address about this book we can get. And then they came to Bhaktivedanta Manor. And they say, this is our checkbook. Whatever property you have, we are just signing off. We just want to stay here, don't want to go back. And they gave their life. So, Prabhupada has met few people. But he said that if you distribute my books, I will keep preaching. And this is a very powerful instrument. As much as distribution you do for books, it is very effective. So, please, and marathon especially, December month is a very purified month. If you take quota, what did you do, Prabhu, last December? 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, something like that. So I tell you the trick, how you do. You see, in 1989, Sivaram Swami was the chairman for GBC. And Delhi temple was being built, but there was not much money. I used to come from Bombay to Delhi to help them for 1 week. So I had somebody whom I knew from London, who was very rich. So he told me, if you come to London, I can give you 50 lakhs. So I just wanted to take chance and go on behalf of Delhi temple from Bombay to bring that money. And that was 28th of November. So marathon was just 2 days away. And I was not that fired because I was doing collection, big collection, talking to big people. So I didn't understand. Though I started my life with distribution, scientific book. When I joined in 83, I started working with Bhaktivedanta Institute, BI, Nirasraj and Rajhansa, all the scientific creature. So then we had a very big bus in Bombay. We took park it in the front of the college. College student come, we had video. At that time video was so something rare, you know. So whole bus will be full of students. They are watching video. What is happening there inside? And then I am supposed to give books and take money. But I was a very generous guy, you know. I used to give the book to students free. Then Rajhansa will fight with me. He said, hey, you cannot give this book free. I said, Baba, I will collect some money and give, don't worry. So that instigated me that I must do something for these books. Correct? There was a desire in my mind. So when I came to London, Sridhar Swami gave a letter to me that I must give this letter to Sivaram Swami, Chairman GBC, and when after 4 days I will be coming back, I must bring the letter back. So 28th November I came and gave him the letter, and 2nd October I was supposed to go in the evening flight, so I went to Maharaj and asked for the return letter, and I told that very day. He said, my mantra, for your information, I don't do any correspondence for 1 month. Finish. No correspondence, only book distribution. So his office was full of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam said, he said, I don't do any business. It doesn't mean I'm GBC. Doesn't mean anything for me. I just do book distribution. That's it. No talk further, please. So I was shocked. I said, this man is GBC and he is so concerned about book distribution. Why I can't use my brain to do something for this book? So I was acting president for Bombay Temple. I was vice president, but Rasaraj came to Berkeley, so he made me acting president for 11 months. So it was in my regiment, the whole command. Immediately I had meeting with all the top vice president, because we have big number of devotees. So all of them came. They said, we must distribute at least 4 times big whatever we have done last year. So last year we had done around 28,000 Bhagavad Gita, because 4-5 buses were going, hundreds of people go do book distribution. So they asked, what is your proposal? I said, we must do a sponsorship program. We go to the companies, tell them that they should sponsor 100 Gita, 500 Gita, 1,000 Gita. So they say, what about you? I say, I will get at least 10,000 Gita. That was the beginning, you know. So I went to Birla's company. I said, sir, sponsor this Gita. So they sponsored 5,000, another 2-3 people, 10,000, another 2-3 people, 13,000 I did in the first song. So this became a permanent feature. Now we are doing the same thing in Delhi also. So like we are coming first, for the last 5 years, Delhi temple is the first in marathon. We do around 400,000 Bhagavad Gita. So how? 50-50. 50% of books is sponsored by the people. All the hotel rooms, everywhere we are supposed to keep Bhagavad Gita. So you go to Delhi temple, you just take one Bhagavad Gita, nobody will bother because they know it is free of charge. You know, so we are reselling it, you know, because it is already sponsored. So what I am saying, the devotees are a very intelligent class. What you have to do, you have to just tell people. Just say, sir, give to your friend. On your birthday, on anything you do, best upahar. They also like, okay, yeah, this is a good idea. New Year is coming, so some of them they just keep as a New Year gift. Whatever they are giving to their employee, they give Bhagavad Gita as well. So please apply. They will print a form, book dan, kya? Shastradan. Shastradan, make a form, just go to the big people, they will immediately do it, right away. Then you have to defeat the BBT. BBT will be sort of printing the books. Actually, this is true. Now I'm trying to get the government, because now 4-5 chief ministers are my friend in UP, like UP chief minister, Uttarakhand. So I'm going to use this in December. Because every state has at least 50,000 library. Primary school library, middle school library, then high school library, then inter-college library, the university library. So many libraries are there. So government can at least order for the libraries, right, education minister. So I'm saying that there are so many venues where you can just preach this Prabhupada's book. Because we cannot become good preacher. We have so much problem. Day and night, his mind can pull you left and right. You can put nice tilak, stand in front of mirror, yeah, good sadhu, no, look very nice. But inside the story is different. You may no class, mandasu mand matayo, mand bhagya upadita, kaam, krodh, lob, moh, mad, this is sacking you, pulling you down again and again. Sometimes, you know, it looks, oh, fake tilak here, what I'm doing. I'm not supposed to put tilak. I'm really black thing, you know, like that. So we should purify ourselves. Just if we take Prabhupada, he said, Baba, we don't know much, but if you read about Srila Prabhupada, he will take care of you. He's a very powerful sadhu. Yeah, this sadhu, Baba. Tumko paar kar dega bhaiya, le jao. So this is working very good. I'm telling you, this technique is very, very fantastic. So I'm sorry, 4-5 minutes, you know, because of this pilgrimage. Sometimes pilgrims have a special experience. I went to the 26th Second Avenue, and just to touch that matchless gift property of Prabhupada, how he started from there, how much pain he has taken for us, you know. So we have no pain, I'm telling you. I have no pain at all in preaching. It's the same Prabhupada who preached in Connaught Place, and the guys were in coffee shop, they used to refuse him to give him 10 paisa for his Back to Godhead magazine. 10 paisa, no, Swami, no time. Same Mahamantra Das, sitting right Prabhupada's property. I was also checking Delhi temple, 1 crore, 1 check. No, not less, 1 crore. So I feel privileged. I say, oh, I have to just talk about Prabhupada and he just penetrates in their mind and does something. They do something. Now I think Ambarish Prabhu, you know, ISKCON temple, ISKCON as a whole GBC body, they had given him commitment, matching grant, that whatever he spends, people will give him money, like ISKCON will give money. But ISKCON, they are so much absorbed in their own little project, where is the money? So he called out of the GBC meeting, he came out, he said, Prabhu, I am depending on you. Do some chamatkar. So in this trip, I am just trying to locate some people, because he is a very costly guy. He is saying, $1 million, $3 million, and $5 million. So he cannot talk to everybody. That business is very tough. So I have to talk to somebody who can give either $1 million, or he can give $3 million, or $5 million. So if any of you can see somebody has got more than that money, just let me know, I will catch him. I met yesterday one man. I have not told him, he is calling me for lunch on Saturday. So, because this subject is already clear, I can collect anywhere on the planet, that is guaranteed by Ambarish Prabhu. So, I met one man yesterday, I have not told him, but I know he can do, he is a very big guy. So, I am traveling to Dubai and also I am traveling to Hong Kong, Singapore. So, in the city or in a state, maybe 4-5 persons I will be trying to target, who are not attached with ISKCON, they are not giving one penny to ISKCON. But they have a lot of money. So what I am giving them slogan, do you know? I say, Baba, New Vatican, Vatican of India, right there in Mayapur. You like to do something? Chalo, dekho, come and see. So I am sure, no, it takes a little time. Maybe I have to come second time. Maybe I have to take him to the project to see. I just did it. No, we needed around, they are using very high quality steel. Stainless steel in the building, so that at least 1,000 years it will not get rusted. So that steel is made by Jindals. And Jindal, because they knew that I had made appointment for Mayapur devotee to go and meet him, so he gave very comfortable price to them. But the devotee came to me and said, no Baba, itna paisa kidhar se aayega. So then I waited and I told him to decrease 15 rupees per kg. How much? I say, either you give me 1 crore or I will take 1 million, tell me what. So he called his manager, he said, don't discuss too much, just whatever he's saying, you follow and just. Because I say, actually we have formula for 1 million, 3 million, 5 million. And I'm asking you something very little, it is only 1 crore. So he said, don't talk now, just do the business. So I think we have already started. 1 crore is already, in the form of steel. It is going to Mayapur. And if you all bless, please pray for Kishore. I have very much faith in these deities. I like 3 deities in this world. One is Radharas Bihari, another one is Kishore, and third one is Toronto, that Chichor Makhan. Spontaneity, not like that I was meditating on them, but when I saw them, they attracted me. So I always pray when there is some problem, something I want, I'm praying through you also, that please give this boon. Yeah, I make, unless Ambarish Prabhu is desiring something, he is calling as an alarm. He said, nobody is helping. He talked to individual GBCs. Radhanath Maharaj helped him little bit. Radhanath Swami invited him to Bombay, and one of his disciples, Narendra Desai, he has got 200 crore in his pocket right now. He sold his business. The cash is lying right there. So he promised, he has already given 1 crore, but he has promised to give 1 million. So let us see. So at least, this 5 million is a Madhav club, 3 million is Gauranga club, and 1 million is Acharya club. So even somebody becomes Acharya club member, it is a great deal. Acharya club. Okay? So please help. Please bless me and also help me. Okay, Prabhu? Nityananda Pran Prabhu. Without Nityananda's mercy, nothing moves in this ISKCON moment. Thank you very much again, Hare Krishna. Any question? I have already taken so much time. When you have question, you ask Nityananda Prabhu tomorrow. Otherwise, you will take prasad. You ask me that time, okay? I am sure you will be asking some unnecessary question.
Not unnecessary, this is the...
No, I say he can ask at breakfast time. Because he is sure he will ask something good. Okay, bro? I know Nityananda Prabhu is a very time bound man. And we are always emotional people, run without time. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Scientific man. And we are art science students.